Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting seventh. The DH, Bob Montgomery. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Juan Marichal. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting seventh. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Klein. And now, play ball. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lowenstein is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Broemer moves to second. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Broemer moves to third. Bell moves to second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gamble hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Broemer scores. Bell scores. Ellis moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ellis moves to third. Gamble moves to second. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Petrocelli hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. a 2-run home run. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Miller steals second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a pop-up into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lowenstein for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. Carbo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Bob Johnson now pitching. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carbo. Brohmer reaches second base with a double. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a line drive towards short. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0 for 1 in the game. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Johnson, and towards Duffy, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Duffy. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Burleson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Laron Lee now playing left field. John Lowenstein now playing right field. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a pop-up into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cooper moves to third. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cooper tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Carbo hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lowenstein moves to third. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lowenstein tags and scores. One out. It's 6-3, Red Sox. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a pop-up towards third. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gamble hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brohmer moves to third. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-2 in the game. Montgomery strikes out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Burleson. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive towards short. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Wilcox now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carbo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Carbo strikes out. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Duncan to second, and Yastrzemski is out. 2 outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Petrocelli hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gamble is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gamble hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Miller. Gamble reaches second base with a double. Dick Drago now pitching. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gamble moves to third. 1 out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gamble scores. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Duncan is 0-for-3 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-3 in the game. Montgomery strikes out. 1 out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Miller steals second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cooper hits a line drive into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Duffy is 0-for-3 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drago fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brohmer is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Brohmer hits a pop-up into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.